What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AURION.com.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tarot International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit tarot.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tarot team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. We're sitting with Ned Flynn from Arion. We'll be talking about something I think that we had this discussion lightly a couple of months ago. And when we sat down today, Ned said, I want to talk about this because I think it's important for businesses to understand something called telemedicine. Welcome, Ned. Good to have you back.
Thanks, Michael. It's good to be back.
Well, you had a personal experience with telemedicine, and now Arion is incorporating all of this as a cost savings for business. So let's go through your story first, and then we'll talk about how it doubles up with Arion.
Sure, I'll tell you my story. My daughter was graduating from college, and so I was working in the yard, not college, from high school. I was working in the yard to get the yard ready.
Sure.
And sure enough, it was a Memorial Day weekend, and Monday night, about 9 o'clock, I look at my arms, and they've broken out in these, it's obviously poison ivy or poison oak or something. And my mother-in-law was there. She said, if you could get this prescription for this, it'll take care of it like that. And
this is on Memorial Day.
Yeah, it's Monday night of Memorial Day. So I thought, I looked at my schedule for the rest of the week and thought, when am I going to get to see the doctor? But my wife had previously used an app that we have that's offered through our insurance plan for telemedicine. And I said, well, I'll just try that. And so it's very similar to a FaceTime experience where you do a brief description of what's going on, and then you go into a queue, and I had to wait about 10 minutes for a doctor to show up, and then sure enough, a doctor shows up, introduces herself, goes through some administrative things, and then starts asking me questions about my condition, and there's some preliminary things that she did to make sure that I didn't have anything else going on. But then just kind of used the camera to look at my arms and legs. And she says, okay, Ned, she says, send this prescription down the road to your, right down the road. And in 17 minutes, I was done.
17 minutes. No drive to the doctor, no waiting for an appointment. You could carry on with your business over the next 3 or 4 days. And
on
get
demand.
Cured at the same time.
On demand, yeah. I showed you the app that my carrier offers, but or the company they've selected offers. But I, when I go to book an appointment, I can see, oh, there's a 7-minute wait, or if it was longer, I could know that, or I could schedule a visit for some point in the future. So very convenient.
Now, clearly, one of the things about telemedicine is if you're having an acute issue of some kind, that's maybe not the best place to go. But if you're some routine questions and things and colds and flus and skin allergies or whatever it happens to be, you have to use some judgment as far as how to use this. But I suspect many things that people might go to the emergency room for could be taken care of here.
Yeah, I think that goes both ways, right? So there are those things that we all know we don't need an emergency room, or we don't need to, we know exactly what the doctor's going to say, like my poison ivy.
Right.
And then there are those other things, for example, My wife's used it a few times, and she had some numbness in her arm that was coming from a pinched nerve. But when she was on the FaceTime thing with the doctor, they had to rule out the possibility of a stroke or something more. And you know, I think there's a preponderance of caution there. If there's any indication that it might be something that's, you know, more serious, they'll have you go to an emergency room right away. So it does work both ways. You know, the things that you know you're going to get what answer you're going to get, and those things they're able to at least identify
what it is
symptoms that might be something more severe.
So how does this work, Ned? When we talk about business, is this a cost reduction to business insurance, or how does this?
You know, it's one of the reasons I like this topic is that we've spent a lot of time talking about, you know, regulations and really things that businesses don't have control over. And I even know from owning my own business, and I'd sit down with my carrier and they'd say, your claims are this, and you know, we got to raise your premiums this to cover the claims. And, you know, the only tool I had in my bag was to say, well, I'll change the plan design.
Right. Change the plan design, up the deductible, charge the employees more money, whatever it happens to be.
And the area that they almost immediately focused on was emergency room.
Hmm.
And quite frankly, I know from my own personal experience, I mean, if I don't feel well, I get busy. I don't have time to go see the doctor, and I don't address it until it's reached a point that it's so severe that I've got to go, and then my only option is the emergency room. And I think that happens to a lot of people. And the emergency room costs 4, 5, 10 times more than had I just gone to the doctor or even just an urgent care. And so when employers, you know, are starting to make decisions about how they can manage the cost of their health insurance, which is a function of claims, the first thing that people tell you to do is raise the deductible on the emergency room or something. Well, this is something that you can have an impact on the claims performance of your health insurance plan just by educating your employees of another option to get care that's really inexpensive. The total cost of the visit for me is $50, but our company's made the decision to share that. So the total cost of my visit was $25. Mm. Had I gone to the emergency room,
hundreds,
thousands, right? I mean, it's just the emergency room has to deal with so much. It's like my daughter, she went in with a stomach issue and they did an MRI, a CAT scan. They did everything that they could think of to rule out any possibility of anything else. And, you know, it was a stomach issue versus, you know, all these other things, but the emergency room has to test for everything.
Right.
So, anyway, it's just it is a tool that an employer could use you talk to your carrier to say, is telemedicine included in my plan? And most plans have it. And then the key is educating the employees.
Well, that's my next question. How many people are utilizing telemedicine out there? This is a relatively new thing. There's telepharmacy as well that is serving many rural areas of our nation. But what about telemedicine? How many people are actively utilizing?
And that's where I think the opportunity is. So the research would indicate that people are willing to use telemedicine. So they say, they polled them, 61% of the people said, hey, I'm willing to do it. But only 16% are actually using telemedicine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it's like anything else. Once you use it once, you'll be good.
It's a learning curve.
It's a learning curve.
Yeah.
In fact, what I did with, because you know, this is something we can use to help employers to manage their costs in the long term, which is something that we try to do. And the best way I'm pretty passionate about what I'm talking about right now. Well, the reason is because I used it and it worked. And so in the same way I said to our folks, I said, hey, just download the app, one, and then find an opportunity to use it, just to use it. And it doesn't cost that much, and you'll be a believer from then on.
You know, I'm sitting here listening to this, and I have a 10-year-old granddaughter that lives with us. She plays softball, and she's always, you know, it's nicks and scrapes, or a ball hits her elbow, or, you know, something happens. And, you know, while Jovi's a great kid, you know, sometimes she'll whine a little bit about that. And of course, that causes all kinds of consternation with us. And so, oh, my gosh, you know, is it a bone? Is it a tendon? Is it just a muscle thing? And there have been times where, you know, you go, okay, maybe it's an urgent care thing. But perhaps this is a better way to do it.
Yeah, Mike, I'd encourage you to do it between the next time. We get together every 30 days, so I'd love for you to try it. I'm sure your insurance company offers it, and I think you'd be a believer too. And I think that there's a lot of talk about ACA and aspects of it being bad or good or whatever, but one of the fundamental components of ACA was electronic medical records. And I remember talking to a lot of clients that were in the medical profession, and they made huge investments, huge investments to convert their medical records electronically. And in, I don't know if you remember going to the doctor and seeing all those files, right?
Right.
And I think that's the progression here is, you know, when I go see my primary care physician, he will not know that I had this. Okay. Now every time I go to see somebody within my medical system, even if it's not my primary care physician, he can see all of that, all of my care.
Yes.
And to me, that's very comforting. But we're going to reach a point where these medical records are available to your medical providers no matter where you get them. And I think telemedicine is going to continue to grow in popularity is not the right word, but
utilization,
right, and being a critical component of care.
How does Arion work in this process?
Well, our insurance plans include that. And so in the same way I'm talking to all the businesses that listen to your program and saying, hey, this is something you ought to consider to, you know, manage your long-term costs. And we talk to our clients and even, you know, our client employees to educate them on this as a tool to both help them with their wellness and also for that business owner to long-term manage their costs. So that's how we work with it. I mean, our job is to serve the small business market, and medical insurance is one of the things that's most prominent on their mind. They're some of their biggest concerns, and a lot of that is regulatory. But at the end of the day, it's what it comes out of your wallet, both from the employee standpoint and the employer standpoint. And this is one tool that you know, has some pretty drastic results on the cost of healthcare.
It's an amazing story. It's telemedicine, ladies and gentlemen. We've been talking with Ned Flynn from Arion. Ned, good story. You know, these are the kinds of things that bring real value to business people, no matter if they're, you know, if they're clients of Arion or if they're not clients of Arion, but information that can propel them to really understand how to better manage their costs.
Yeah, all these things that, all these tools that are available, and I think what gets talked about a lot are like Facebook and Snapchat and
right,
things that we use from a marketing perspective. But, you know, this is one that has, I think, the potential to have a significant impact, both again on your cost of health insurance over the long term. This isn't going to be nothing. This isn't like moving aircraft carrier, right? but your employees' access to health care. You know, whether it's personal things that make you really busy, or business things that make, I mean, I travel a lot, so it's hard for me to find time to meet with my doctor. Well, this is a way that takes that excuse out of the picture. So I think it's a great tool and something that business owners ought to start talking to their insurance providers about. Make sure it's a part of your package, but then also getting that word out to the employees, and I think it can have a dramatic impact.
All right. Ned Flynn, Arion. Thank you, Ned. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Michael. Always a pleasure.